mastered the science of flight by reading these volumes in my bed at night. But that's not how you learn to fly. Two flight discs and an airfoil cape create enough lift for a quick escape. Inner ear sensors, wingtip connect. I have all of those boxes checked. Still I'm waiting for an aftershock. Fall out from that holy rock. The last piece I need to lift me up off this tired ground. I have the scholarship to go. I'm more than a crook, you know. I just want to answer one call from the policeman radio. To hear my name and go flying through the night again. Feel the rush of the city air. Doing my part for good. To take her aside, I'd be ready any day or night. We lead the Legion in its timeless fight. Instead
from July 26th through the 28th, a musical inspired by the Brooklyn Heroes Supply Company will be presented at the Powerhouse Theater in Poughkeepsie. Here is a little bit about the show. Trey, an idealistic young Brooklynite, fantasizes about becoming a superhero. Meanwhile, Astrolass, a.k.a. Astroman's daughter, is desperate to pack in her cape and escape the burden of her father's legacy. When the two of them cross paths, they hatch a plan to change their lives forever. The creative team for the show is incredible. Director Michael Mayer is on board from Sideman, American Idiot, and On a Clear Day You Can See Forever fame. Also, the music and lyrics are written by Peter Lerman, a longtime composer and lyricist who has worked in film, television, and Broadway. And the book is written by Simon Rich, an American humorist and novelist and television writer, best known perhaps for his work on Saturday Night Live, for which he received an Emmy Award. It is a great pleasure to welcome Michael, Peter, and Simon to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having
really
us.
Great to be here.
Michael, let us begin with you of how this idea came to be.
The idea began when our producer, Amanda Lippitz, went to the Brooklyn Superhero Supply Company in Brooklyn that was founded by Dave Eggers as a nonprofit situation where kids could have tutoring in the back, and there was like a fake storefront that was like, you know, as a kind of a joke and as a kind of fun way to get kids into the store. And it was like pretend superhero supplies. Like you could get your cape, you could get your boots, you could buy a can of invisibility or some gum that would give you the speed of light or whatever, that kind of thing. And she felt that there was something very beautiful and potentially musical about that world, the magic of that world. And she and her producing partner, Margot Lyon, came to me, and we were talking at one point to Michael Chabon and his wife, Ayelet Waldman, because we were all out in Berkeley at the time. And we just started, you know, spitballing ideas about how we could come up with a musical. And Michael and Ayelet came up with some really fun characters. And the basic pitch of the story, which is what you described earlier about Trey and Astrolass. At that point, we brought Peter Lerman in to write the songs. And then when it became clear that for us to move forward, we really we needed to rethink everything. Michael and Ayelet were incredibly busy with other projects. And so we kept basically the basic story and the characters. And we were fortunate enough to find Simon Rich, who demonstrated very quickly in our early conversations and early work that he had a real knack for writing this kind of material and creating what we think, you know, is potentially a very strong and exciting book for this musical. So we're up here, you know, basically to hear it for the first time.
What is that like? You have used this venue before to hear it in your past work, Michael. So what is that like to be able to hear it for the first time and sort of imagine what its future can be?
Well, there's always this step in the process. You know, you work on something and you're in a bit of a vacuum. And Peter and Simon and I can sit there in the room and we can laugh or we can be moved by what we're making up. But until you have an audience to actually hear it, you don't really know what you have. So this is an inevitable part of any process with making new work in the theater. The thing that is astonishing about what Joanna is doing up here at New York Stage and Film is that she's creating an environment which is completely protective, and it is dedicated to the creation and the risk-taking that's involved in that vulnerable moment where you show your work to the public for the first time, and you get actors to read these lines that we have been reading very badly to each other, and to sing in harmony, because poor Peter has to do all the parts all the time. And, you know, he's hoarse by the end of a work session because he's singing so much. But this audience up here that has been trained beautifully over the years to respond to where the work is in its organic process, and we're never asked to present something in a form that is more finished than it actually is. But the deadline of having these performances next weekend is also a very good thing for us to, you know, really get us into gear to get things further along than they might have been otherwise.
Simon, what was it like for you to take on these characters that were created, and obviously you have worked with Dave Eggers in the past through some of his work and publications, and to flesh this out and make it a story.
You know, it's really I've worked in other mediums before, and this is my first time working in musical theater, and you just have a lot more weapons. You have a lot more tools that you can use in musical theater, and it's just been thrilling to work with a composer as talented as Peter, and work with Michael, and really to work with these performers. It sort of lives on the page and it lives in your head, and then you're surrounded by all these talented people, and they bring so much to the work that you weren't expecting, and it's so collaborative. You really feel like part of something larger, and that's sort of why I've loved it from the start. You know, it's not a musical is never a single person's vision. It's everybody working together as a team, and it's really exciting. It's a lot different than book writing, you know, than writing a novel, for example, where you're alone in your room for a few months. I'm learning a lot on the job, and really, really loving every moment of it. I feel really lucky to be a part of it.
With that said, your novel, Elliot Allagash, is still one of my favorites. So,
thank you. Thanks for reading that.
So in writing these characters, did you get them right away?
Yeah, you know, I think that the superhero mythology, you know, the tropes of the superhero mythologies that have persisted, you know, for 50 years, I think that they're universal for a reason. I think that they're popular for a reason, and it's because they really tap into some pretty basic wants that all humans have. You know, I think everybody can identify with wanting to have powers, to wanting to be something that they're not, to wanting to have a little more control over the world than they do. I think superheroes are popular because they speak to something in all of us. And I've always been into superheroes, and read a lot of comic books as a kid, and it's always been a subject I'm fascinated with, and it's something I've always liked to write about.
Peter, give us a sense of when you sit down and you work on these songs, of the collaborative process and figuring out what goes where, and at what point they will, the songs will fit in, and ultimately through this process of what you learn about what you've been working on.
Sure. I you know, I write music and lyrics, and everyone asks, you know, which comes first, music or lyrics?
Right.
And in a musical, it sort of all has to come at its own pace, and it's all every single song is different. And a lot of, you know, songs I sort of come up on my own because I think a character needs this moment in the show and in sort of the arc of the story. But other times, Michael comes to me and says, you know, I have a great idea for a song. Simon, the same thing, as you know, has this scene, and you know, he says, wouldn't it be great if we could sing this? And we sort of, you know, work in many, many different ways to get songs started. There's no sort of set way to go about writing songs for characters. And that's what I love about writing musical theater, which is you really have a lot of collaboration from the moment you start. And I love having really something to write about as opposed to looking at a blank page. I sort of never have to do that.
Michael, you talked at the very beginning about this being one step in the process. So after the 28th of July, what is the next step?
Well, the first thing we'll do is meet and see how it went. You know, we'll have four performances where we'll have audiences there meeting this material and these characters and the story for the first time. We will all have our individual and collective thoughts about where things fell short, what worked, what didn't, what should be better, what should be shorter probably, what needs to be fleshed out more, that kind of thing. Then we'll meet. And at the moment, we have scheduled in January a fully staged workshop where, you know, hopefully we'll have implemented a lot of the changes that we want to effect based on what we learned from these performances up here at New York Stage and Film, and put it on its feet. And we'll have our choreographer and our musical director there. And hopefully at that point, we'll have a sense of who our designers might be so that we can all be in the room and experience the next step, which is to make it three-dimensional.
So you have a vague timeline and how it will roll out.
Well, yes, that's right. And we, you know, our dream would be to be in full production, you know, this time next year.
When you create something like this, at this point, you still never know, do you? I mean, it can look great on paper, but you just never know.
That is really true. And that's the nail-biting part of the experience. And it all builds up to that first audience and getting that first laugh and hearing if they know when to clap, if they know that the song is over, you know, all that stuff, if they can follow the story on the simplest level. If that, you know, those ABCs work, and if they do, then you get a little deeper with it, and then you start to ask yourself if the themes are resonant, if something you set up in one scene is really paying off thoroughly in the next scene, if the song order is right, if it feels like the pacing is, you know, there are a million things, and casting and, you know, all of that.
Well, a musical inspired by the Brooklyn Hero Supply Company runs July 26th through the 28th at Powerhouse Theater in Poughkeepsie. It's directed by Michael Mayer, music and lyrics by Peter Lerman, and book by Simon Rich. Peter, Simon, and Michael, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck in your endeavors over the next few days, and we thank you very much for joining us this morning and sharing it with us.
Thanks for having us.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, it is a musical inspired by the Brooklyn Hero Supply Company, directed by Michael Mayer, book by Simon Rich, music and lyrics by Peter Lerman, running at the Powerhouse July 26th through the 28th. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Science of flight. It's just love.